Hello everybody, how are you? Once again, here we are with a series of interesting story in front of you at the Sneha and Mehboob show. Well, as a businessman, one of the major challenges or roadblock that we face is credit recovery, isn't it? So to learn to overcome this challenge of ours, we have decided to share with you an interesting story of a famous and richest organization whose entire business model is on 100% credit basis and still has maintained a recovery rate of astonishing 99.99%. Yes, 99.99%. Can you believe it? That there exists an organization as such in between us. This is something special. That is surprising not only for Pakistan but for the whole world. The case study of this Pakistani institution is also included in the syllabus of most prestigious Harvard University. And how? By just starting from 10,000 Pakistani rupees, the institution has been able to generate wealth of around 1,000 Arab rupees. Yes, you heard it right, 1,000 Arab rupees in just 18 years. I honestly believe most of us just won't be even knowing how many zeros do we have in this figure. And we are here sharing with you the success story of this organization and also all those points that we think we can adopt in our businesses, in our podcast. The unshakable and generous personality that have generated 1,000 Arab rupees in just 18 years is none other than Dr. Amjad Saqib. And the name of his amazing organization is Akhuwat. Once, Dr. Amjad Saqib said the entire amount could have been rested in a locker of an individual. But we did not do that. We instead have divided this amount and lended it to 30 lakh different families, and that too on zero interest rate. And these families, because of Akhuwat, have come out of this vicious circle of poverty and are neither begging nor committing any crime but are just doing pure business. After investing the borrowed money in their businesses, they not only pay it back to the Akhuwat at the recovery rate of 99.99%, but 70% of the people become donors and contributes to the Akhuwat's fund. Dr. Amjad Saqib is not running any charitable organization, but running an entrepreneurship firm that supports needy and entrepreneurs, whose organization name is Akhuwat.
Wow, what an unbelievably successful business model. Not only this, even the professors of most reputed universities of India, like IIM Ahmedabad, the most prestigious MBA university where millions of students aspire to be a part of, to be honest, even I was one among them, are inspired by Akhuwat. Professor M.S. Sri Ram from IIM Ahmedabad said, "I think Akhuwat's use of the mosque as a place to do socially relevant activities seems to be very innovative." When asked Amjad Saqib, "Instead of making yourself a billionaire, why did you choose helping others?" he gave an excellent example of a quotation of the first Prime Minister of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew, who once said, "When I became the Prime Minister, I had two options, either to make myself rich or make my country rich, and I chose the latter, and so did I," said Dr. Amjad Saqib.
Whoa, what an example of Dr. Amjad Saqib gave. I have just got goosebumps all around, listening to the two of the world's most patriotic men. By the way, there is a really interesting story behind the starting of Akhuwat. Let's hear that. It's story time.
In today's date, world's largest interest-free microfinance institution started in 2001 in Lahore from a small house in a small slum. Let's hear the story in the words of Dr. Amjad Saqib himself. The story begins like this. Dr. Amjad Saqib said, "In 2001, I got introduced to one such widow who had recently lost his husband and the only breadwinner of the family, leaving behind four orphan children and herself all alone. Life was getting difficult for them as they had no support or friend or relative who could back them and their dreams to give a proper upbringing to her children. In spite of this, the widow had a light and confidence on her face. And with the same spirit, she said to Dr. Amjad Saqib that, "My husband is no more. In spite of my poverty, I don't prefer to beg in front of anyone. And nor do I want my children to choose the path of crime. I want to educate them and give them a bright future. If you can, please help me by giving rupees 10,000 as an interest-free loan. I won't prefer paying an interest as it is not accepted in my religion." With this amount, she expressed her desire to buy sewing machines and start tailoring and earn living for her family. Few friends of Amjad Saqib and he himself contributed and gathered 10,000 rupees and gave it to the lady without any intention of getting it back from her as a form of charity. But this brave lady worked really hard for the next 6 months, bought 2 sewing machines and also went to the nearby school and managed to get an order for stitching school uniforms for them. And thus, not only earned a livelihood for her family, but also got one of her daughters married in these 6 months. After 6 months, she came back to Dr. Amjad Saqib with the same light, self-composure and confidence. She took out rupees 10,000 from the edge of her dupatta and gave it to doctor. The doctor had already forgotten about this lady and also that he had ever given any money to her. But the brave lady did not forget. The lady said to Dr. Amjad Saqib that, "You must have thought that I would have never returned, but it's not like that. Here I am to return your money." Dr. Amjad was still in the state of amazement that the lady said one more beautiful thing. She said, "This is a really blessed money. I believe in its power. With what kind of brotherhood you had given it to me that it had done wonders for me and have changed my life. Please don't keep it back in your pocket. Let it go to someone else who needs it badly and I am sure it will change their life too." And this became one more picture on the canvas. This lady doesn't only think about herself but also about the happiness of others. And I always say that from that one particular moment a history was made and thus came the world's largest interest-free microfinance institution and we actually started to give those 10,000 to various needy people. And likewise, we gathered almost 2 lakhs of rupees from our friends and relatives. And with this 2 lakh rupees, we gave small loans to around 15 families. Someone was a plumber or a cobbler or a vegetable seller and these people also returned the money after 6 to 8 months. And lamp after lamp, this series of lightning just spread. And now, to 30 lakhs of families, we give around 104 Arab rupees in form of Karzai Hasna, interest-free loan. We have also built many homes and created fee-free universities for students all over Pakistan, where totally we have 700 students till now.
One more interesting story is also connected to the drastic increase in Akhuwat's fund. And the story goes like this. One of the Rediwala that took a loan of 10,000 rupees from Akhuwat bought a cart and some fruits with this amount and gradually started earning 1,000 rupees per day. And he used to pay back Akhuwat loan on an installment of 1,000 rupees per month. One day when he came to Dr. Amjad Saqib and said that Akhuwat's support have changed my life and now I am a financially independent man and that I had never dreamt of. So, I wish to pay back 1 rupee per day from my 1000 rupees income to Akhuwat, which can help fellow humans like me. Listening to this, Dr. Amjad Saqib was in tears. When this story spread among other borrowers, the trend of the borrowers became the lenders begin. And you won't believe it, with this 1 rupee, Akhuwat accumulated around 10 crore of rupees.
Huge amount. Like this, and also some of the funds provided to them by the government, they collected around 104 Arab rupees, which they have lended to almost 30 lakhs families, without any interest or collateral. Few experts and the professor of Lums University calculated that this 104 Arab rupees invested led to a 1,000 Arab wealth creation. Did you see, friends, how this 10,000 rupees that came out with a good intention converted into multi-million dollars and helped not only the society but the nation on a whole? Ladies and gentlemen, adults and children, How does Akhuvat actually does this? What is its principles and vision? Who was actually Amjad Saqib? And what are the 6 traits that we should apply in our lives and businesses according to Dr. Amjad Saqib to earn a fortune? We will know all this, but only in our next podcast. Like what the Harvard graduates learned by coming all over the way across the oceans to Pakistan by visiting Akhuvat is given to you only at a click of the next play button on the part 2 English version Akhuvat. So stay tuned.